This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Tropical Storm Debbie is slowly making its way up the East Coast, even as it continues to drop record flood-causing rain in Georgia and South Carolina. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez reports from the storm zone.
Debbie brought heavy rain, wind, and flooding to Charleston, where Mayor William Cogswell extended Monday night's curfew until Wednesday.
We especially don't need any yahoos driving through the water and causing damage to property.
At least 9 inches of rain have already inundated the city, and another 8 to 10 inches are forecast through Friday.
Forecasters say it's possible Debbie could pick up strength over the Atlantic Ocean and then move inland again near Charleston by Thursday. The Department of Justice has charged a Pakistani man in a murder-for-hire plot against U.S. government officials. Our Nicole Skanga reports, along with CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
The complaint accuses Pakistani man Asif Merchant, allegedly tied to Iran, of orchestrating a plan to assassinate government officials on U.S. soil. One of those officials, former President Donald Trump.
Law enforcement officials received a tip and then reportedly used a range of tools and tactics to catch him engaging in criminal behavior.
The new Democratic presidential nominee and her presumptive vice presidential running mate have made their debut as a team.
It's the first campaign rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
I set out to find a partner who can help build this brighter future.
Her hope, to get people to know Walz, after a poll found that 71% of respondents said they had never heard of him or did not have an opinion of him.
Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me, but maybe more so, thank you for bringing back the joy.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance called Harris and Walz an interesting tag team. Prosecutors have charged four Milwaukee hotel employees with being party to felony murder in connection with the death of Devante Mitchell. The 43-year-old black father died in late June after he was pinned to the ground on his stomach for at least eight widows. His widow, De'Asia Harmon, had this reaction.
If I go rob a bank, it don't have to be on camera. I'm going to jail. If they say I did it. But these people are on camera taking my husband's life. They should have been charged the moment they did that.
The Associated Press is reporting the Democratic U.S. Representative Cori Bush of Missouri has lost her primary, defeated by St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell. She is a member of the so-called squad. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The two major presidential campaigns will hold competing events in Eau Claire Wednesday. Vice President Kamala Harris has had plans to hold a rally in Eau Claire since last week. Late Monday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance also announced plans to speak in Eau Claire. Stay tuned to this civic media station for live coverage. Meanwhile, Democrats say they're enthusiastic about having Tim Walz as Harris's running mate. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler.
We know Tim Walz. He knows us. We love him. Everyone in Wisconsin knows and loves someone like Tim Walz, and I think he's going to be a powerhouse fighter and champion to win this election.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin Republicans are trying to cast Walz as pushing the Democratic Party further to the left. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the crew in Atlanta to open a three-game series against the Braves. Milwaukee with a six-game lead in the NL Central, thanks to the Mets beating the Cards 6-0. Cubs losing at home to the Twins 3-0. NFL, the Packers have practice this week, getting ready to play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday night. Tight end Tucker Kraft taken off the PUP list after injuring his pectoral muscle in the weight room last April. Kraft thinks he can help out running back Josh Jacobs.
I think in the run game, I got some really strong hands. I think I could be at the point of attack in a kick out, throw me in motion to take on larger guys in the run game.
In New York, the Giants and the Lions joint practice turned into a brawl. The Packers have a joint practice next week in Denver. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds for the overnight. Sunrise temperatures near 50 degrees. For your Wednesday, more clouds on the way. Highs will reach the upper 70s, partly sunny and middle 70s for your Thursday. Right now, it's 55.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Kamala Harris is in Eau Claire with her new running mate, Tim Walz. Jim Santel filling in for Maggie Dawn.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Ad Council.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Just a little bit more of Tim Walz information as it's coming in. He has a dog, a black lab, and so Sean is applauding, so does she has one too. This is particularly interesting. The lieutenant governor for the state of Minnesota, the Walz is, you know, essentially running mate, is kind of vice president at the state level. Peggy Flanagan. Peggy Flanagan is a member of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe Native Americans. And if he wins the vice presidency and thus resigns his position as governor of Minnesota, she will become the first woman to serve as a governor of Minnesota, and the first Native American woman to serve as the governor of any, the first Native American period to serve as the governor of any state in America. And then when she moves up, the person who replaces her as lieutenant governor is the president of the state Senate, and that's a guy named Bobby Joe Champion, who would make history as the first black person to serve as Minnesota's lieutenant governor. So, you know, the diversity of America grows. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Will Bill Barr and Donald Trump Ever Be Brought to Justice? This is a story that I riffed about a little bit yesterday, so I'm not going to go into it at extraordinary length. But bottom line, the Washington Post did a deep dive into a criminal investigation that was started in 2018 and killed by Bill Barr in 2019 during the Trump presidency, where the FBI was looking into this $10 million that the Egyptian president, Mr. El-Sisi, had ordered the largest bank in Egypt to take $10 million in $100 bills in cash, put it into two large bags, put it on a plane and ship it someplace. And there was every indication that El-Sisi had shipped that money to Donald Trump. Donald Trump, meanwhile, was at that particular moment, was at a real, he was very, very cash strapped on his campaign. He needed the money. And apparently, as soon as he got this money, he made a $10 million contribution to his own campaign, or a loan to his own campaign, something he hadn't done previously. Suddenly he had 10 million bucks. And then he went, he reached out to El-Sisi, who is a dictator. There was a military coup attempt, and El-Sisi suspended all human and civil rights in Egypt, and it's still that way. He's ruling, you know, with an iron fist. He's not. This is not. Egypt is no longer a democratic nation. And so, but Trump reached out to him, and he was one of the first visitors to the White House. Trump visited him in Egypt. He made a big deal about him. He congratulated him. He embraced him, all in the first, you know, couple of weeks of his administration, which is weird, unless you just got a $10 million bribe from this guy. So the Washington Post reported this story on Friday of last week. It kind of became a 1 or 2 day story. But the big piece of it that I thought was really worth repeating was that after, or, you know, as the FBI was investigating this and as the investigation was getting closer and closer to finding that Donald Trump had accepted a $10 million bribe from a foreign leader, a foreign dictator at that, which would be, if true, and we still don't know, but if true, it would be the worst scandal in the history of the American presidency. I mean, Spiro Agnew had to step down from the vice presidency because he had taken bribes. We later learned that Richard Nixon had taken bribes. He'd taken $500,000 cash bribe from the milk lobby. He'd taken $1 million cash bribe from Jimmy Hoffa. We didn't learn that stuff until after Richard Nixon was long gone. But this would be even worse than those bribery scandals. Bill Barr stepped in. Bill Barr was the attorney general, of course, that Donald Trump had hired. Bill Barr stepped in and put the kibosh on those investigations. So to this day, we don't know. So in my article, I point out that there are two things that frankly should happen as a result of this. The first is that the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin's committee, needs to subpoena. Actually, there's several different Senate committees that could be looking into this. The Intelligence Committee, Judiciary. I mean, there's a bunch of them that could be looking into what, you know, what happened in 2019. So there needs to be a Senate investigation, number one. And I'm hopeful that maybe Ron Wyden, who has been doing a really, he's on the Finance Committee. I'm not sure how that would connect to this, but anyhow, somebody needs to be looking into this, number one. And so I'm encouraging people to call their members of, their representatives, their members of Congress, and just make their opinions known. And number two, the director of the FBI, Chris Wray, and or the director of the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, should declassify these investigations and just put them out there so that we can all see what happened. Apparently, the statute of limitations for taking a bribe has expired. So Trump can't be prosecuted for this right now anyway. Let's just tell America what's going on. And then, in the Senate, the Judiciary Committee could institute an investigation of Bill Barr. I would add, by the way, that Dick Durbin is still respecting blue slips from Republicans. Republicans are still canceling the nominations of good judges that President Biden has put forward with this blue slip process after Mitch McConnell ignored blue slips and pushed through judges for Donald Trump that were openly opposed by their home state senators. But Dick Durbin is not, he's saying, oh yes, Republicans, we'll respect your objections. You might want to let Dick Durbin know that you're not happy about that. This is just terrible. This is disgusting. He should not be doing this. So, and Biden still hasn't, put into place as many judges as Trump did, because Republicans are obstructing him right now, and Dick Durbin is letting it happen. And that's just wrong. It's just plain old wrong. So, just a reminder, at the bottom of the hour, Trita Parsi is going to drop by. He's the executive vice president of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, to talk about what's going on in the Middle East, a larger war in the Middle East, which is what Netanyahu, very clearly wants, would keep him in office and keep him out of prison, but it could also involve the United States, and the consequences of that could be pretty dramatic. We'll talk about that in about 20 minutes. But picking up your calls right now, David in Los Angeles. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Thank you. I'm very pleased with Waltz's selection, as you have expressed. But coming back to this issue with regard to certification of election, what everyone seems to have forgotten, including Rachel Maddow, is that you can fix the broken electoral college, which is an anomaly that's under our Constitution, by a procedure which has been enacted by over 10 states with over 200 electoral votes that agree that all state electors will be required to, irrespective of anything else, will be required to vote the state votes under the Electoral College in accordance with the national popular vote. And so the people who've been listening this morning need to know about how to fix broken Electoral College. If you want more information about it, go to the internet, commoncause.org/national-popular-vote.
Yeah, it's also why National Democrats vote something.
Not
I think
taken
it's
this as an issue for the past 20 years, ever since Bush v. Gore, is a defalcation on their part.
Yeah. The problem is that they haven't, the national compact does not take effect until it hits 270 electoral votes, states representing 270 electoral votes. And I think right now it's what, around 207, as I recall?
Something in that neighborhood. Yeah. I think there was a recent state that
Michigan.
Did pass it.
Yeah.
But with what's going on and people's sensitivity on this issue, if they urge their local state senators and representatives that this is something that they think is important and should be voted on, and maybe it will come to pass. I agree. It won't be operative unless you get states with over 270 electoral votes.
That's right. And the Republican-controlled states are absolutely opposed to this. David, thank you for the call. I mean, that's the problem, of course. We'll be right back, 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. Picking up your calls, I'll be right back with you. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming, and it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but the spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, you know, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. with the promo code Tom. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode and listen to our interview with founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share two insights from the National Consumer Law Center on medical debt. First, never pay medical debt with borrowed money or credit. According to the NCLC, unlike credit card debt, medical debt will often carry low or no interest payments or late charges. So don't take out a second mortgage to pay it off, and never put medical debt on your credit card. Second, treat medical debt as a lower priority debt to be paid only after you pay your mortgage, your car loan, or things with higher interest. Now, the NCLC isn't saying you never have to pay your debt off or that there aren't consequences to not paying it. Just be smart about what you pay when, and don't use something with a higher interest rate to pay something with a lower interest rate, like medical debt. For more Everyday Money tips, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
We're having a party!
And you're invited!
It's happening in the WFHR parking lot.
And it's Wednesday, August 14th from 12 to 6 p.m.
We're going to have food trucks and giveaways and face painting.
Balloon animals, WFHR merch, music requests, and much, much more.
We'll host the party, play your music requests, and all you need to do is show up.
On Wednesday, August 14th, noon to 6 p.m. in our parking lot.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
In the shadows of power, secrets lie. Bill Barr and Trump under the same sky. Playing cover-up, hiding the crime. A tale as old as the hands of time.
Will Bill Barr and Donald Trump ever face the night? For the treasons committed, for wrongs that aren't right. Justice calls, but will they heed? Or will they escape in power's greed? Will Bill Barr and Donald Trump ever face the night? For the treasons committed, for wrongs that aren't right. Justice calls, but will they heed? Or will they escape in power's greed?
21 minutes past the hour. Yeah, Bill Barr and Donald Trump. Hey, you know, we need a congressional investigation. Ed in Minneapolis. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hi. I just wanted to know if you had checked out the bio of his wife, Gwen. It kind of a carbon copy of him.
Tell me about her.
Well, basically, you know, she's a teacher. She taught in the penitentiary. One of the things she was working on is getting college courses available to the people in the penitentiary. So,
this is a family that really lives their values. I mean, that's tough work.
Oh, yeah. So there's not going to be any gotchas when they start looking at his spouse either.
Yeah, I was reading a piece on Ross Story about his personal finances, and you know, he's basically got a pension from being in the military and from being a teacher, and he's got a life insurance policy. I mean, he's just your average middle class guy. He's not wealthy at all, and you know, he's just spent his whole life in service to his country. It's 27 years in the military. Being a teacher, it's just an amazing guy. Ed, thank you. Thanks for filling in the picture a little more for us. Mark in Long Beach, California. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Oh, good morning, Tom. Just two quick things real quick. First, I just wanted to echo my happiness with you, with Vice President Harris electing Tim Walz, and I can hardly wait till he debates J.D. Vance if it will happen.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's what I'm dying to ask you. And, Tom, you know I value your opinion, and you're not going to hurt me at all if you tell me when I ask you this question. Mark, on a 1 through 10, maybe I'll give you a 1, but maybe you'll say a 5 or 6. I wanted to make a comment that I'm pretty sure you're not going to agree with, but as Chris Cuomo has often said on television, here's some food for thought. I believe a factor Vice President Harris did not feel compelled to pick Governor Shapiro is because the incumbent Senator Bob Casey, who was running for re-election, and that will help Harris winning Pennsylvania on a down ballot. Any part of what I just said makes any sense to you, or am I way out in left
field? Yeah, it does. I didn't recall that the Democratic senator from Pennsylvania was running for re-election, but that race will, you know, having a local, what's the horrible old phrase, dog in the fight? Having a local race in Pennsylvania at a national level, you know, a statewide race, will kick up voter participation, I think, just like having Josh Shapiro as vice president. So I'm agreeing with you, Mark.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me feel so good. So on a 1 through 10, you'd give me at least a 7?
Oh, yeah, at least. Mark, thanks for the call. That was a good one. I appreciate it. Bruce in Park Ridge, Illinois. Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to suggest, Governor Shapiro is really an outstanding orator. I don't see any reason why he can't get as much done pulling the Democrats through off the ticket as he could on.
Governor Shapiro, I don't understand your point. Shapiro is not the vice presidential candidate.
Exactly. My point is that no matter whether he's on or off, his skill as an orator.
Oh, he'll still be a surrogate on the campaign trail.
Absolutely. He'll do an outstanding job whether or not he's on the ticket.
I agree.
I'm sure Pennsylvania is almost in the pocket already.
Yeah, I agree. And in fact, Tim Walz and Kamala Harris are doing a gig in Pennsylvania today, I believe in Pittsburgh, and maybe Philadelphia. And it wouldn't surprise me if Josh Shapiro introduced them. I mean, I don't have any inside knowledge on this, but that would be a logical thing.
Nor do I.
Yeah. So stay tuned, as they say in the radio business. Bruce, thank you for the call.
I think it's looking up.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good one. Thank you. Gregory in Ventura, California. Hey, Gregory, what's up?
Hey, hi, Tom. How are you?
Good.
Well, I like Walz. Don't get me wrong. But I wanted to make a point, maybe some of the listeners who are younger. JFK carried and won Texas.
Because of LBJ on the ticket.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't think, without Texas, I don't know whether he wins that election.
Yeah.
And also, the southern border is going to be a situation for Kamala. And I'm hoping that, you know, Kelly, and I don't know how Beto O'Rourke got lost in the mix of discussion, but I'm hoping that those two guys get out there for her and can be helpful in explaining or
I'm with you. You know, border crossings right now are lower than they ever were during the Trump presidency, even during COVID.
Yeah, I hear you. But this,
they're going to lie about it anyway.
The preacher from the Orange Lagoon, they're going to make a big issue out of it.
Yeah, and Trump this morning.
But we're going
to
need those guys on the front line.
You know? Oh, he's an open border guy. Yeah, I'm with you, Greg.
I completely
agree. I got to run. Thank you for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. On the other side of this break, Trita Parsley is going to drop by. We're going to talk the Middle East for about 5, 10 minutes, maybe 15. And then I'll be back to your phone call. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with Trita Parsi and then your phone calls. Stay tuned. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of 2 books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turns around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Tropical Storm Debbie will linger on the East Coast. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
There may be some small storm surge areas along the coastline from Maryland on up through Delaware, Jersey, as well as across Long Island. But the biggest concern is going to be additional rainfall.
The Justice Department has charged a Pakistani man for plotting political assassinations on U.S. soil. CBS contributor Samantha Vinograd says Iran might be behind it.
While we still don't know the level of connection this individual had with the Iranian regime itself, what is clear is that Iran has a long memory.
Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris introduced Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate.
In Washington, Tim worked to raise the minimum wage. To protect the freedom of workers to join a union.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The two major presidential campaigns will hold competing events in Eau Claire tomorrow. Vice President Kamala Harris has had plans to hold a rally in Eau Claire since last week. Late yesterday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance announced plans to speak to the press in Eau Claire. A new University of Wisconsin study finds income inequality in Wisconsin is not as wide as other states, but it's growing. Robert Craig of Wisconsin Citizen Action says that's due to years of policy decisions and tax code changes.
We need to deliver policy that restores the conditions for greater economic equality and greater racial equality, because our socioeconomic system is color-coded, and where you are more likely to be poor if you were black or brown than if you were white.
Craig says clean energy jobs backed by federal investments can help reverse the trend. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Both Timothée Chalamet and Bob Dylan have their share of fans. But if the fan bases cross paths, then the following news is a really big win. Variety reports that the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, in which Chalamet stars, has just been given a release date. The film is set in New York City, where a 19-year-old Dylan arrives in Greenwich Village before taking the folk world by storm. A Complete Unknown will hit theaters December 25th. Yep, that's Christmas Day, and it will have to compete for box office dollars with Nosferatu, went to one of the thousands of Skarsgård. Kevin Costner's Horizon, An American Saga Part 2, will premiere at the 2024 Venice Film Festival, just a few weeks after it was announced that the film's theatrical release was pulled. Usually, studios and filmmakers use festivals to build momentum toward a theatrical release, but this project is going in reverse. Horizon Part 2 comes in just under 3 hours. Hopefully, there will be time left over at the Venice Film Festival to screen other films. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds for the overnight. Sunrise temperatures near 50 degrees. For your Wednesday, more clouds on the way. Highs will reach the upper 70s, partly sunny and middle 70s for your Thursday. It's 57 at our studios.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. From the norm, just a little- Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 1133, Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. It's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, code Tom.
In a time of gold and glimmer, history repeats. A tale of wealth and power where the common man retreats. A dream of a middle class, a hope that never fades. But it's not a natural thing in this new gilded age. Oh, the middle class, it's not just born, it's forged by hands in a world that's worn through government's guiding hand in the marketplace.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Tim in I'm sorry, Tim. Let me put you on hold. Trita Parsi's on the line with us. And I just went into autopilot here, having read a live read. Dr. Trita Parsi is the executive vice president of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. QuincyInst.org is the website, or responsiblestatecraft.org. T. Parsi on Twitter. Dr. Parsi, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we talked.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, oh, always a pleasure. I'm curious your thoughts on Mr. Netanyahu and the possibility of a conflagration in the Middle East. I mean, you might want to give us just a quick snapshot of what has happened, since October 7th, and how Netanyahu has been handling this, and what this might mean.
Let me just give a snapshot of the last 2 weeks, because a lot has happened since October 7th. But just in the last 2 weeks, Netanyahu has dramatically escalated matters in the Middle East. He assassinated the number two of Hezbollah in Beirut, leaving the world waiting for a Hezbollah retaliation. But before Hezbollah even got a chance to retaliate, he did something even more audacious, which is that he assassinated the political leader of Hamas in Tehran, in Iran, during the new Iranian president's inauguration. And it's impossible to conclude that this was not done, at least with a desire to see things escalate further in the region and drag the United States into that war.
Well, didn't he?
Now the world and the entire Middle East is bracing itself to see what the Iranian and Hezbollah response to this will be, and if that will be to a full-scale war or not.
Right, and when he assassinated the Hamas leader, he also assassinated his negotiating partner, did he not? I mean, great way to stop the negotiations dead in the tracks.
Absolutely. If there ever was any doubt that Netanyahu is not interested in a ceasefire, he is not interested in a deal that gets the Israeli hostages freed, was the fact that he then assassinated the guy on the other side of the negotiating table.
Right.
And this was done, incidentally, a day and a half after the head of Mossad and the head of the CIA were meeting to discuss a prisoner swap and a ceasefire deal. In the Middle East, many have concluded that that's an indication that the U.S. was in on it. I don't share that interpretation. I don't think the Biden administration was in on it. I think this is a scenario in which the Netanyahu government and Netanyahu himself feels a tremendous amount of pleasure and no hesitation whatsoever to screw over the United States in this manner, because this was deeply embarrassing to the Biden administration as well, particularly after Biden has gone around and said that, this negotiating proposal that he put on the table is actually Israel's proposal. It clearly is not, because Netanyahu is not interested in any peace deal.
So, and Netanyahu is very clearly interested in Donald Trump being the next president of the United States. I mean, he's said so as much. A cynical perspective on this, and you know, color me cynical, this is my belief, is that Netanyahu has been charged with taking bribes, with being, you know, just nakedly corrupt as the leader of Israel, as the prime minister of Israel. And as long as he's in office, they can't proceed with those prosecutions and throw him in prison. The minute he's out of office, there's a very good chance he's going to end up in prison for years. And so it seems to me that he's trying to extend this war, expand this war, and maybe even drag the United States into the war just for his own personal interest, just to stay out of jail. Am I just being super cynical here, or is that
absolutely? No, not at all. I think in some ways perhaps you're not being cynical enough, because this is openly discussed in Israeli media. Mm-hmm. You have family members of the hostages openly saying this, but also others. The former deputy head of the Israeli National Security Council just tweeted it the other day, saying that Netanyahu is trying to expand the war. He doesn't want to have a peace, and he wants to drag the U.S. into the war, and he's doing so because of his desire to stand out of jail, because as you just correctly pointed out, once the war is over and his government collapses, these charges will move forward, and he will likely end up in jail. What is shocking in all of this is not that part, because this is the conduct that Netanyahu has always had. What's shocking is that President Biden, for some reason, had assumed that he actually has an honest broker and honest partner in Netanyahu,
yeah.
And that he's not been led astray and betrayed by Netanyahu. He clearly has, as you pointed out. He would like to see Trump get reelected, and I wouldn't be surprised if he does a lot of escalation in the next coming weeks as a way of further undermining Biden and the election prospects of the Kamala Harris presidency.
Yeah.
But I think we should also be honest about the fact that he is also, by escalating, potentially seeking to corner Trump and make sure that by the time Trump comes in case Trump wins the elections, that he too will then be faced with an existing crisis that removes Trump's maneuverability and ability to take initiative. Instead, he will be forced to react to the crisis that Netanyahu deliberately has created.
So what's the worst case situation here? I mean, I'm imagining, and again, I'm no expert in this region of the world. I mean, I've been there many, many times, but I've spent a lot of time in the Middle East. But it seems to me like the worst case scenario would be Iran is, weeks or months away from developing a nuclear weapon. They take some sort of retaliatory action for this assassination. Israel overreacts by dropping a tactical nuke into Iran, or some just massive bomb that blows up one of their facilities. And then at the same time, my understanding is that Hezbollah in Lebanon, just north of Israel, has sufficient rocket firepower that between them and Iran, if they were to seriously attack Israel from the air, the Iron Dome defenses would be overwhelmed. In which case Israel might resort to a nuclear weapon, and then you'd have a full-out conflagration in the Middle East. Is that too far out a scenario to contemplate?
I think there's a couple of steps prior to that. I think what we'll likely see is a very strong response by the Iranians, and then the question is how the Israelis react to that.
Mm-hmm.
If they end up retaliating further and then do so in a disproportionate manner, the signal from Iran is that they have already several waves of additional attacks ready. In that scenario, in which you have missiles being shot from Lebanon, missiles from Iran, from Iraqi and Syrian militias, as well as from the Houthis, it will overwhelm Israel's air defenses. Even the attack in April by Iran did overwhelm it to a certain extent. If Israel then takes a lot of hits and significant damage, before it even considers tactical nukes and things of that nature, it will push to drag the U.S. into the war. And given the deference that the Biden administration has shown Israel so far, it's not difficult to imagine that, at least in Netanyahu's calculation, he will not have great difficulties getting the U.S. involved in that war. We have already moved significant amount of troops and ships to the region already. We're signaling and we're saying openly that we will participate on Israel's side in such a confrontation.
Yeah, which it seems could be very dangerous on the one hand, you know, expanding the war and dragging the United States into it. On the other hand, what would be the blowback? What would be the consequence here in the United States politically as well as just, you know, policy-wise if we didn't participate? I mean, you know, there's some speculation. We, the United States military and I believe it was Qatar or was it the UAE, contributed missiles to stop, you know, to help the Iron Dome repel that last attack. If we were to fail to do that, what would that mean? What would the consequence of that be?
Well, so there is this belief that the political reality is such that the U.S. absolutely has to, for political reasons, get involved. Mm-hmm. That may have been the case at some point. I'm not so sure it is any longer. Just today, a new poll was published that showed that for the first time in a very long time, a majority of Americans do not believe that the United States should defend Israel in case Israel drags itself into another war in the region. So this idea that the political reality is such a no-brainer and the U.S. has to do so because of the politics of Washington, the politics of Washington has changed. We saw today that Kamala Harris did not choose Josh Shapiro, but instead chose Tim Walz. At least part of the decision the factors leading her to the decision appears to have been a significant backlash against Shapiro because of his positions on Israel and Palestine, dating back 20 years, but also very much recently, things that he has done against the BDS movement, things that he said about the protesters, against the Gaza war, etc. So we saw that for the first time, that degree of proximity that he had with Israeli policies actually was a political negative. It was not a merit for his case. It may actually have been one of the strongest factors as to why he wasn't chosen. The politics of this has already changed on the Democratic side. And some people predict that it will change as well, perhaps not as strongly, but it will change as well on the Republican side in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, it's just a fascinating, amazing, and incredibly dangerous situation. Dr. Trita Parsi, I always appreciate your insights. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Always an honor. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. And it's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid, which is why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and our dogs, Blue and Chewy, absolutely go nuts for this food. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. It's drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Unfolded in the strangest way. Robert Kennedy Jr. with the prank to play. Left the bear cub's body in the park's dismay. Bear with me, the stories wild and strange. From the Hudson Valley to the city's range. A tale of pranks and politics entwined. Will justice find its way? Will remain confined?
Story of Bob Kennedy and the bear. Keep it going. Confined.
Robert Kennedy Jr. with a smile so sly revealed the secret he kept why. A joke gone wrong, a bear in the park, a story that left a lasting mark. Bear with me, the stories wild and strange. From the Hudson Valley to the city's range.
Bob Kennedy and his dead bear. Wow, amazing. I thought, you know, Worm in the Brain was going to be the end of his career. Anyhow, Devin in Springfield, Missouri. Hey, Devin, what's on your mind today? Devin,
oh, hi.
You are on the air.
What's up?
Yes, sir. Hey, you know, I was kind of curious to see what you thought about, I guess, what your thoughts are on the whole Kamala stuff and then Trump. Who do you think would be the better pick for the American economy right now?
Well, clearly, the Biden economy in 3.5 years has outperformed the Trump economy, even before COVID. You know, the stock market is doing better. Inflation is down to, it was zero the last 2 months. It was actually negative month before last. You know, we've got a national inflation rate of around 3%, which is used to be considered really good. Reagan never got inflation below 4.1%, for example. We've got unemployment at levels that we haven't seen since the 1960s. You know, I think, Devin, it's fairly clear that, and if you look historically, you'll see that, you know, Democratic presidents generate lots more jobs than Republican presidents all the way back to the late 19th century. And, you know, the economy just does better under Democrats. Devin, thanks for the call. It was a good question. Tom in Vincennes, Indiana. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I don't know where that all started, that people assume Republicans have a better handle on the economy. That's such a misconception.
Yeah, it's simple research.
I mean, facts prove it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think there's a large group of Pennsylvania voters who feel slapped in the face today because she didn't pick their guy. I have two sisters who live in Pennsylvania, and they're both of them, their initial reaction was, I'm glad we get to keep him as governor.
Yeah.
They're going to vote Harris,
yeah.
You know, whoever.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Harris, whoever, Harris and Tim Walz's, you know, left shoe would be better than what the other side is offering.
Agreed.
You know, I think it's a terrific pick. I love this guy. And I think in the next 3 months, I think America is just comparing and contrasting.
Mm.
It's obvious. I saw a sign today. It said, like a yard sign. It said Harris. Obviously.
Yeah, I saw one that's...
I'm not too sure that he could...
I mean, this is like, you know, they got all these pictures of J.D. Vance wearing eyeliner, and he's not trying to be trans, I mean, or anything like, or even feminine. He's just, he thinks it makes him look good, and it's like, it makes him look weird.
Better, yeah. Well,
yeah.
He's taken his lead. It is weird. He's taken his lead from the guy who went from being white to just one day turning orange.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
No,
as Rod Stewart pointed out night before last. Rod Stewart did, you know, he just quoted Trump. He said, you know, I don't know when he turned orange. Somebody should look into that. You know,
right.
It's like,
oh, my.
There you go.
Tom, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the next 9 days.
I am, too. I really am. Tom, thanks for the call. Yeah, amazing. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of this. You're never going to believe the latest obscenity from J.D. Vance. I got to tell you about that. And, of course, I'll be picking up your phone calls. So stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560.
That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Discover Wisconsin host and Survivor, Andrea Belke. And from the hit Madison stage show, Paul Blart 3, Nathan Talaga.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.